What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 10th, 2021, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever insanity is going to be happening. And my gut is telling me we're about to see something big happen news-wise, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit later in the show. Anyway, Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, I'm going to do news for the first half hour. Then phone calls, then another half hour news, then more phone calls, and I got a lot of news, so let's get right on into it right now. We are seeing Joe Biden deteriorate right before our eyes every single day, and he's gone 48 days in office without a press conference. Kamala Harris has taken another solo call with a world leader, but Biden did visit a D.C. hardware store. Where the press was told, photos only, no questions. And Biden's aides were, preventing the reporters from asking him any questions. And apparently one reporter was trying to shout out about the crisis at the border, and the Biden aide blocked him. So they are definitely, just propping this guy up here. And in the latest Rasmussen Report survey of likely voters, half of Americans said they are not confident that Joe Biden is physically and mentally up to the job of being the president of the United States. So that's basically half the country. And, it's bad enough that the Democrats stole this last election, but it's almost an insult that they stole an election to put this particular individual into the Oval Office. Anyway, Donald Trump is out there continuing his war on the rhinos and fools. He is battling the Republican Party over fundraising using his likeness, and instead he's trying to draw people to donate directly to a website he controls, because whoever controls that Republican fundraising is going to control the Republican Party. And so in a way, Trump is trying to build his leverage for an overhaul of the GOP by trying to raise enough money to go back to them and say, look, I've got the money, we're going to do things my way, which is kind of a mirror of what Hillary Clinton did with the Democratic Party leading up to her failed 2016 campaign for the White House. Over in Arizona, they're starting to notice some very, very weird things going on, because, there's this audit that's been ordered for Maricopa County. And the officials in Maricopa County have rejected the possibility of any wrongdoing, even after pictures spread all over the web of what appeared to be illegally shredded ballots pulled from a dumpster behind the elections department. And county spokeswoman Megan Gilbertson is out there saying, well, those were your older ballots. They're not from this election. We are still holding all ballots after the 24-month retention period, and the fact they got shredded at this particular moment is just a coincidence, which, if you don't agree it's a coincidence, and you're one of those tinfoil hat cookie conspiracy wacko type people. Meanwhile, over in Illinois, five people in the district attorney's office have been charged with election fraud back during the November election. And the state's attorney's office said the charges stem from investigations into 32 cases of alleged election fraud, adding most of those cases have been closed without investigation. Well, the fix is in on that one. But the office said that several more remain under investigation. Those who were charged include Colleen A. Kirchhoff of Naperville, Thomas Wojciechowski, 73, of Carroll Stream, Adam P. Butler, age 51. And Kirchhoff was charged with forgery and perjury after she allegedly attempted to cast a ballot for someone else. And Wojciechowski was charged with one count of perjury. Now, this is obviously very low-level small stuff, and they're probably going to make a big deal of it so they can say, look, it's just all small-time stuff. It didn't change the final outcome, which is the propaganda we get from the corporate media, every time election fraud surfaces in an election, they'll say, oh, well, yeah, there was some fraud, but not enough to change the outcome. You can't make that statement, because when you have found election fraud, doesn't mean you found it at all. And when you look at how hard people are fighting to prevent audits of the Dominion voting machines, to fight audits in general, records being destroyed, subpoenas being ignored, there's obviously a there. This is an interesting story coming out of the Gateway Pundit. And a former Democratic operative, Michael Spitzer Rubenstein, served as a de facto elections administrator and had access to Green Bay's absentee ballots days before the election. And Spitzer Rubenstein asked Green Bay's clerk if he and his team members could help correct or cure absentee ballots like they did in Milwaukee. And Green Bay's clerk grew increasingly frustrated with the takeover of her department by the Democratic mayor's staff and outside groups. Now, Brown County Clerk Sandy Juno said the contract stipulated that Spitzer Rubenstein would have four of the five keys to the KI Center ballroom where the ballots were stored and counted. And Brown County's clerk said the city of Green Bay went rogue. So now there's a call for the mayor to step down because of this top Democrat was given keys to where the absentee ballots were stored and counted. The guy just had the run of the place, along with anybody he wanted to bring with him. Up in the Granite State, the House Election Law Committee is prepared to vote, should have happened today, on Senate Bill 43 and forensic audits of Windham's voting machines. And so they're out there. There's a big fight there about getting those machines audited, because Windham County, like so many other counties across the country, the numbers just don't line up. And there was very weird behavior in the numbers in the middle of the night. Now, Mike Lindell, the much storied CEO of MyPillow, says he is going to launch his own social media network in the next 4 or 5 weeks after being kicked off of Twitter for his claims of election fraud. And so he's going to launch his own social media site, and I, for one, am definitely going to sign up for it. Meanwhile, there's a report by Ben Swan, the video is linked to whatreallyhappened.com, where he is reporting that Twitter is now enforcing allegiance to NATO. So it is, you know, this adherence to orthodoxy is spreading way beyond election fraud and vaccines. Now it's getting into that whole military idea. A little bit of good news down in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Brian Hughes have introduced a bill that would make it against the law to censor voices on social media, and it will give people who have been deplatformed a path back online. Now, of course, there's going to be a big states' rights issue because most of the big social media is located in California. They're probably going to take the attitude that a law passed in Texas has no bearing on them, but we'll see where this goes. But I think most people understand that social media has become too powerful, and they are certainly unelected. They are definitely pushing the liberal agenda and philosophy on the people of the United States of America, and that's not what open speech platforms are supposed to do. All right, getting into the COVID story, it's still out there. And up in Alaska, they have become the first state to offer the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 16 or older who lives or works there. They are dropping eligibility requirements for the vaccines and allow anyone 16 or older who lives or works in the states to get the vaccine. This is coming from Governor Mike Dunleavy. Over at Stanford, teachers suffered COVID vaccine side effects, and as a result, the school reopenings have now been delayed. And they were getting ready for the city's elementary schools to return to full-time in-person instruction. It's been delayed at least one more day. due to the number of teachers reporting adverse effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine they received over the weekend. Now, they're saying that basically the known side effects are going to be chills or a fever and nausea that will last about 2 days. But roughly 40% of the people who received a Johnson & Johnson vaccine started experiencing symptoms severe enough for them to call in sick. And interestingly enough, if you go to Google and you search for school district closes vaccine, you will see all these stories about how schools have had to close because as their staffs and teacher get the vaccines, they're coming down with adverse reactions. They can't report to work, and the schools have had to go back to close. And it's going back, you know, for a long while now. And none of this is being reported by the corporate media because corporate media is owned by Big Pharma. Now, you've probably noticed there's a lot of commercials on TV for prescription medications. And the United States is one of only three industrialized nations that allow advertisements on TV for prescription medication. And these pharmaceutical companies spend all this money on these commercials, on these news outlets, not because they really think that viewers are going to remember the name of dihydrophenylphenyl long enough to get to their next doctor, but they want the news networks to be dependent on that advertising revenue, which then means Big Pharma can control what's going out on the news. And that means that no negative reporting of vaccine adverse reactions is going to make the airwaves, just like social media is trying to do, shutting down people talking to each other about adverse vaccine reactions. Remember that story we reported years ago about these two Fox News reporters who were assigned a story regarding Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone, and they discovered during their research that consumers who were eating the meat and dairy products from these treated cows were developing their own health problems. And when they wrote that up as the story, Fox News, for whom Monsanto is a major advertiser, said, no, you got to take the negative stuff out and just sing the praises of how good this synthetic bovine growth hormone really is. The reporters refused, and they were fired. The reporters sued for wrongful termination and lost on appeal when the courts ruled that because there is no law requiring corporate media to be truthful to the American people, corporate media is legally free to lie to you. They are legally free to order their reporters, their prostitutes, their whore respondents to lie to you and to fire them if those workers refuse to lie. And that tells you everything you need to know about the corporate legacy media, which is, of course, why you're over here at Republic Broadcasting listening to us. Governor Cuomo is still out there twisting in the wind. They're trying to keep everybody distracted with the tawdry little sexual allegations, which I think it's up to six women now have come forward saying that he touched them inappropriately or some other such thing here. But they're doing that to obfuscate the real scandal, which is how he mismanaged the COVID reaction. And a new story is coming on out now. This is from the Gateway Pundit. In addition to sending COVID patients to nursing homes, Cuomo sent COVID patients to developmentally disabled centers. And people are starting to wonder if Cuomo was engaging in a little bit of ad hoc population engineering, eugenics, maybe wanting to cut the costs of caring for people in developmentally disabled centers and the nursing homes by simply killing them all off with the COVID. But it's a big stink over there, and we need to keep our eyes on it and not be distracted by the sexual harassment allegations. Another little thing for those of you who are getting the vaccine, if you get one of these vaccines and you die from it, which more than a few people have, okay, your death is not going to be covered by your life insurance. okay? Because the vaccines are still considered experimental medical intervention, which in most life insurance policies are excluded. So if you die from the coronavirus vaccine, your insurance company is off the hook and your family is going to be in a world of hurt over and above having lost you. So it's another way they're sticking you more or less. All right. China is now issuing the world's first COVID vaccine passport and plans to accept other countries' passes as a boost for travel. And they're out there hailing this as the world's first passport. Meanwhile, up in Canada, their health minister has announced that Canada is working on the idea of vaccine passports with all of the G7 partners, which, of course, includes the United States of America. And remember, just a few months ago, the idea of a vaccine passport was being denounced as a conspiracy theory, all those tinfoil hats wearing wackos. They don't know what they're talking about. And here we are. It's out there. It's happening. This one is a little scary. And again, it's about how they're trying to coerce conformance to a certain viewpoint and a certain belief system. This story is coming out of the Free Thought Project. And this is up in Canada, where there was this father who had divorced his wife, but he was sharing custody with his children, and he had his children from Friday through Sunday as part of a split custody. However, the courts there have ruled that the father's beliefs about COVID pandemic are a danger to his children, and he has now been denied custody. He will only be able to see his children at a supervised government access center, where he is required to abide by all the conditions imposed by the facility as a precondition to access. So that's the message that's going on out. Believe as you were told to believe, or we'll take your children away. And if that isn't the definition of a dictatorship, I do not know what is. Meanwhile, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, may face criminal charges over her handling of the COVID deaths in nursing homes. And a journalist has sued the health department for withholding necessary data. So they're starting to push back on that one. This one is a little bit scary. Up in British Columbia, there has been a COVID outbreak confirmed at this nursing home. It's just sweeping through the nursing home. The only problem is the staff and the patients had already been vaccinated. And according to the CBC, this new outbreak was found at the Cottonwoods Care Center, located in the Interior Health Region. And British Columbia's provincial health officer first acknowledged the outbreak just yesterday. So that is a little scary. All right. Story coming on out of humans are free, or maybe that should be humans used to be free. There is actually a court case that's been filed in New Mexico against mandatory COVID vaccinations. And the attorney, Garner, says she is prepared to take this case all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. And Anna Garner is also discussing another case that's going on, challenging not only the governor of New Mexico, but the emergency itself. Now, the legal precedents are there. These are experimental treatments. And under U.S. law, existing U.S. law, and under the Nuremberg principles, nobody is allowed to force medical treatment on anybody. You know, there has to be informed consent. These days, of course, the information part is take the shot or you'll lose your job. You won't be able to shop. You won't be able to go visit your friends. We'll take your children away from you. Hey, there, that's all the information you need. Do you consent? All right, we have to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help to keep doing what we're doing, informing the American people so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you send in a donation of $100 or more, include a t-shirt size and your return address, and you'll get one of these spiffy official RBN t-shirts and the bragging rights to go along with it. And don't forget the front site promotional is still going on right now, and that's a really sweet deal for shooting enthusiasts. All right, getting on back to the news. This one is really kind of weird. The story is coming in and out. This is from a whistleblower saying that Biden's Federal Aviation Administration is forcing air traffic controllers to wear masks while speaking to the pilots, which is causing serious read-back errors. Now, I hate to be the one to point this out to the FAA, but you cannot send a coronavirus vaccine through that little tiny microphone into the pilot's headset. Just doesn't work there. And, we already know how much the masks muffle you. And then when you add in the band passing that goes in for those radios, it's a serious situation. And I think maybe for the employees around the control centers, that's one thing. But for those people actually on the microphones talking to the planes, anything to keep the communications as clear as possible is a good thing. Okay, now there's a new book out. And the book is confirming that Dr. Fauci's National Institutes of Health funded the Wuhan bat COVID experiments at that understaffed Chinese laboratory. Now, this goes back to last April when the Washington Post's Josh Rogan revealed that all the way back in January 2018, the U.S. Embassy in Beijing took the unusual step of repeatedly sending U.S. science diplomats to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and subsequently sent two official warnings back to Washington about the inadequate safety at the lab. Now, Rogan is out with a new book, Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. And he says there's, evidence implicating the Wuhan Institute of Virology in the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic and confirming that the National Institutes of Health, headed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, had funded a number of projects that involved the Wuhan scientists, including much of the work with bat coronaviruses. So the plot thickens, as it were. As if things were not bad enough, we've apparently had one patient arriving in the United States carrying Ebola, and up in New York, the want ads are going out for nurses with experience dealing with Ebola or Ebola-like diseases, and that means nurses capable of working in a BSL-4 environment, total isolation. So that is very, very scary as well. Maybe that's the new booga booga. Keep the masks on. Ebola is coming to get you. Down in Arkansas, their governor has just signed a near total abortion ban. Now, the bill, Senate Bill 6, says you cannot have an abortion except to save the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency. There are no exceptions for instances of rape, incest, or fetal abnormalities, and those violating the law could face fines of up to $100,000 and 10 years in prison. I think this is a case of overkill, all right? I certainly have a very dim view of abortion, especially when it's used as after-the-fact birth control. But I think in the case of rape and incest, and certainly when it's known the fetus is deformed, that the rules should be a little bit more forgiving there. Need to strike a balance somewhere in the middle. All right, let's get into the international news, and things are getting very tense over there. The aircraft carrier USS Dwight D. Eisenhower and its strike group have entered the Mediterranean Sea, and that makes it currently the closest battle group to the Middle East. And it's been quite a while since the U.S. hasn't had one of its super warships deployed in or near the Persian Gulf. And so it looks like things are heating up over there. We got to take another break for commercials, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, yeah, Michael, good day to you. First off, Mike, yeah, there's a few things that are on my mind. Mike, you know, you get a lot of emails about people, but I want them to send emails in on me or whoever. Mike, I think you should go back to the 45 minutes of news, hour and 15 minutes of talk, because this half hour, this, and people are forgetting your news. So my suggestion is,
okay,
go back to 45 minutes of your news broadcast, and let's go to an hour and 15 minutes of talk radio where people get to call in, because that's why you're losing callers probably. I think you should go back to an hour and 15 minute talk time. I don't know if you agree with that, but I think a lot of callers do. And you can get emails saying,
well,
and
I would like some input on that from the listeners here. It wouldn't be 45 news and hour and 15 of phone calls because there's too much news. But we could go back to the 1 hour of news and the 1 hour of phone calls.
Yeah, Mike, I like that much better. And I think most of the callers do. You might have a few rogue ones that don't. But I think you should go back to the call.
All right. Well, you know. Listeners are free to email me with their preference, and we'll do this democratically.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, Mike, let me go back to let me get something clear with our good caller from Joe from California. Joe, I just want you to know, Joe, I don't need to go start a lawn service. Joe, I own a nursery. Okay, so you know, Joe, I have a nursery, so I don't need. I can actually send out people to go plant my stuff, trees, plants, whatever. So I have my own nursery, Joe. So I don't need a land service business. We'll leave that to the illegals or the ones who want to like to ride around in Dixie choppers, whatever, Kubotas, whatever. So just so Joe knows, and I thank you for that, Joe. But I don't need to start a land service. If I did, though, it's not a bad. It's actually a pretty good business, but there's so many illegals in it now that even Afro-Americans and white Americans are having a hard time getting into that business now because there's so many illegals doing it for dirt cheap. But just so Joe knows that. And, Joe, I want to know what Joe's thinking still about California. Is he thinking about leaving that place? And if Joe's not thinking about leaving California, I want Joe to know he should get into macadamia nuts. Grow some macadamia nuts. Get some land in California. Grow macadamia nuts or any kind of nut, pistachios, whatever you can out there. Big money in that. You know, Hawaii, they got big money in macadamias.
Yes.
Macadamia is a very profitable thing, Joe. So get into macadamia nuts. You know, you know what you can call it? We can all go nuts. You're on nuts. Okay, now.
Okay.
Okay, now. Now, getting back to what I want to talk about, Mike, and my favorite subject, I want to talk about this, Mike. And there's a few other issues. I want to talk about Chicago, and I want to talk about Kamala Harris is taking a dictate from our world leaders instead of Joe Biden. Because you can't even understand when he's got the mask on, it's 10 times worse. But not this guy, you can understand him 100 times worse when he doesn't have a mask. Can't understand what the guy's saying. It's unbelievable. He has brain freezes and all that. So, yeah, they're going to do Amendment 25 on Biden probably here in the next 6 months to a year. Like I've been telling you.
So Bumbling not Biden even that long. Not even that long. He's not going to last more than another few months.
I think Biden's going to get kicked out of office before Cuomo. Newsom might go around the same time as bumbling Biden. But now, here, Mike, let's talk about this. This is really perplexing me. We've already talked about this, Mike. You've talked about this for years, sanctuary cities. You've talked about – now, Mike, I want to ask – and I don't want to be anybody saying I'm a racist, okay? I don't want to hear that. I already told you who my wife is. Now, Mike?
Yes.
We had over 4,580-some – American angel mothers and fathers who lost a loved one. Now I'll go to an example. Molly Tibbetts. If that lady's name was Molly Biden, what would happen right now? Or Molly Obama. If it was one of these Democrats and their name was Molly Obama or Molly Biden or I don't care, Republican Rhino or liberal Democrat. If it was one of those leaders, supposed so-called leaders, that was murdered by an illegal alien, stabbed 15 times. What do you think the news media would be doing right now? Are they keeping it quiet, Mike? Now,
I think in the current political climate, they'd keep it quiet. You know, it's like when I did that Google search for schools that are closed because of adverse vaccine reactions and the teachers. I was shocked at how often that's been happening, and it's been going unreported.
Okay, Mike, well, she was stabbed 15 times, okay?
Now, I know.
Getting back 15 times, Molly Tibbetts. We're not talking about Kate Steinle in California. That's another thing. If you want to bring it up, you can talk about her. But there's thousands of them, okay? Just like the crime rate in Chicago over the weekend, this last weekend, 23 shot, 44 on the Eisenhower Expressway. I think it was nine dead in Chicago. Every weekend, there's no National Guard in Chicago. You got a lesbian mayor running up the city. Am I racist for saying she's a lesbian, black lesbian? Are people going to say, oh, he's racist? I'm racist. No, I'm tired of this crap. I just tell it like it is. If you don't like it, lump it. Okay? It's just the way, the truth, the whole truth, not about the true self you've got. Now, getting back to immigration, Mike, okay? We have a state called California that has millions and millions of illegals that are voting.
Yes.
They're going to steal these elections for the rest of our time.
Not just California. Illegals are voting all over the country, and they're not supposed to.
Well, correct, Mike. Correct. I'm 100% correct. And, Mike, you're the only you know a couple other hosts. You're the only one that's really talked about sanctuary cities or knows about it more than anybody. The mayor in Oakland, Donald Trump, was weak on immigration. Now that I look at it, he allowed that mayor to get away with what she did in Oakland. You had Soros doing BLM, never got arrested. That guy should have been arrested for terrorism charges, funding a terrorist organization. George Soros They say he lives in the United States. How come thousands of people didn't march up to his house? They march over on a couple in St. Louis's house, BLM.
Yep.
Threatening the lady had the gun and the husband. They threaten that family. Nobody's going to George Soros. You ain't see 25,000 white guys going over to George Soros. And I'll say, hey, we're demanding he be arrested right now, FBI. Arrest this guy. He's committed arson and treason against the United States of America. Terrorism. No.
He's in violation of the USA Patriot Act.
Thank you. Exactly. And I listen to other, even here in South Florida, we have a guy that talks about that too. But here, I got to say this, Mike. Getting back to the angel mothers and fathers, Mike, could you imagine if all of them actually had the right now to sue the federal government for hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars? The media couldn't cover it up, Mike. They couldn't cover this up anymore. They're not going to be able to cover this up anymore. And by the way, if you notice right before, 6 months before the election, the media totally shut up, even Fox News and OAN and what's the other one? Not C-SPAN, but there's another one. I can't remember right now. The other network. They even kept quiet about Jesse Smollett. What Jesse Smollett pulled. He literally tried to start a race war. This guy. You don't hear nothing about Jesse Smollett anymore in the media. You don't hear nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop, Mike. Not a dang word have I heard on any of these media networks about Hunter Biden. What was on that damn laptop? I'm very curious. What is on it? We know that Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky had a stain on it. The blue dress had a stain on it from Bill Clinton, his DNA. We know that Monica Lewinsky made $10 million writing a book deal, but we know Bill Clinton put a stain on her dress. Okay, but we don't know nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop. What the heck is going on with that, Mike?
Well, the text contents have been released, and we had a link to that. I think about maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'll try and hunt that down and repost it. But the really salacious stuff, the videos and the photos and, all of that stuff is still being hidden. And I think, it shows the character of the man and by extension, the character of the father because, Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's son. And if Joe Biden can't manage his own son and keep him in line, then he's certainly not qualified to keep an entire nation in line.
Totally agree, Mike. Absolutely. 100%. Kicked out of the military. By the way, Mike, Joe made a good point, though, yesterday. I got to say that. He made a point where I hope that Marco calls in. I hope Miles calls in. I love when Miles calls in. I hope that lady I heard today, Melissa, calls in on the other show. She's a great caller, Melissa. I hope Kevin calls in from West Virginia. I hope these people call in because they are great callers, and we need to have these guys call in. That's why I wish you'd go back to that format that you had before, an hour news, an hour of talk. That happens. But one more thing, Mike, before I hang up. I want to say this. What's going on with this Meghan Merkel and this Prince Harry nonsense is absolutely the control of the media right there. That's showing you the narrative, this filthy communist Marxism. This is a word, Mike. We got to remember this.
Yep.
This whole thing in this country is called Marxism. Marxism is taking over our country, and it's taking over England and Europe. Marxism. Yep. Marxism is what's taking over this country and destroying it, destroying this world, matter of fact. So, when I see this nonsense with that nincompoop Harry and that Merkel berserkle broad talking about debate, what is that all about, Mike? What kind of crap is it we got to deal with here with this nonsense nincompoop insanity and Oprah Winfrey? This is crazy.
I'm not even paying attention to that stuff. I mean, to hear these very rich people. Hear this princess complaining about, how oppressive it was to be the princess, and she's rich and Oprah's rich. And the interview is in this, very beautiful little location and everything. It was just, I tuned it out completely. And I'm just not interested in that kind of stuff anymore.
I agree, Mike, but it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And, I don't, as far as the monarchy in England, who cares? They're a bunch of sellouts anyway. Look at they sold that country out. Look at London. All you got to do is look at London. Who's the most popular name over there? It's all hypocrites.
Yep.
But, Mike, all I got to say, and I'll let you go, is that, I hope these guys call in. And, Mike, this illegal immigration is just totally wiping our country out. The Western Party of the United States is gone. And we haven't, you know, wait, Mike, to ugly head of La Raza start Brandon's head when they got the numbers. Remember that, Mike. Just remember that. You'll be talking about it on your show down the road.
Okay.
It's going to get all right. Crazy. Look at the border right now with the crime, Mike. And we're not even talking about the inner cities. So, and 12%. You know, anyway, God bless, Mike. Have a great day. Thanks for taking my call. And I hope
all
you
right. Thanks an awful lot, Tom. Thanks an awful lot for the call. And we're going to switch to Joe in California. And Joe, your ears must be burning. So what's on your mind?
Yes. Welcome back, Tom. Welcome back. Great to hear your voice. You've been gone a while. I think Tom, what Tom was really trying to say is he wants 45 minutes of news and an hour and 15 minutes of Tom. Tom loves the sound of his own voice. But we love you, Tom.
Yes.
We love you. And as far as my plans, I would like to move perhaps to Florida despite Tom's complaints. He seems like he complains about Florida all the time, so I'm not sure. But Florida or Russia is a possibility, or perhaps I'll lead the fight for secession within California. You know, we have that potential of an intrastate secession in my part of the state.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm in the Fresno area, so, you know, where the real patriots are. So we'll see. I just want to applaud Stewart yesterday from Maine. I loved his call yesterday. In fact, I listened to it twice about fascism, where he discussed the virtues of fascism. But I'd like to know if Stewart can call back and let us know what is the reading material that he referenced that praises fascism. He mentioned it's been successful everywhere. He didn't mention Franco's Spain, though. He mentioned Salazar's Portugal, Hitler's Germany, and then you made some good points about Mussolini's Italy. But I wonder if Stewart has read the book The Vampire Economy by Gunter Reimann. I'm actually going to purchase that book, and I hear it's a very negative. The guy, I think, is an avowed libertarian. So, but I've been a dyed-in-the-wool free market here my whole life. But I think the people who call and disagree with Mark and Stewart, I mean, they've got to admit we don't have a free market. We have crony capitalism. This incestuous relationship between a corrupt government and corrupt corporations. So people have to admit that. So I wholeheartedly support what Mark's been saying. North Carolina and Stewart from Maine. And then last 2 points to Kelly and Bruce in Texas. Where are the conservatives in the state? We keep hearing about, oh, the liberals are complaining. They're crying about Abbott's decision. Well, where are the conservatives? Start boycotting these businesses that are mandating, that are still requiring masks to enter their premises. Come on, conservatives, traditionalists, populists, stand up. And then lastly, Harris is going to be Kamala Harris is going to serve a purpose for the deep state. It's going to be Harris is going to make war on Iran because she's going to disarm the left and the minorities. They're going to be all with her, and a lot of these stupid conservatives are going to be on board from the beginning because they think war with Iran's a good thing. So Kamala Harris, mark my word, she will be commander in chief when this war with Iran gets started. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joe, for the phone call here. And the lines are full. And we're coming up on the top of the hour when we're going to close off the lines anyway. So let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks a lot for taking my call. It's been a while. Real quick, I agree with Tom or you. It's your show. Do what you want, hour to hour or half hour. If there's no news, you can do a half hour and an hour and a half of call-ins. Because I enjoy call-ins. I don't enjoy the bickering, but that's not why I called. You mentioned in the last 40 minutes or so something about a nursing home in Canada where all of the staff was vaccinated.
And the patients and the residents. They were all vaccinated, and yet there's a COVID outbreak there.
Oh, okay. I did not hear the part about patients, too. All right. I'm sorry. I can't continue on with that call. But thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, Mike. Just a couple of things quick. So you can get some more callers. I'm glad that you mentioned that thing about having the COVID vaccination possibly invalidating life insurance claims. I know that that is on a lot of policies, and that might be one way you might convince someone to avoid getting the vaccination.
Yes.
But, too, when you think about it, how would someone prove, either for themselves or as a beneficiary of someone who had died, that they didn't get the vaccination? It's like, you know, the old problem of trying to prove a negative. How would you know that?
Well,
they had not
it's
gotten...
all going to come down to what the doctors put on the death certificate. What did they die of? And right now, the doctors aren't going to admit that people are dying from the vaccine. So they're going to say, you know, he had a heart condition. He had this. He had that. So it's really kind of a minor issue. All right. Listen, James, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
City with a silver spoon, great grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and I've been getting a lot of emails about the show format, and they were mostly trending toward going back to the 1 hour of news and 1 hour of phone calls, And then all of a sudden, just before the commercial break, we had a whole bunch of emails come in from Maricopa County, Arizona, saying I keep the current format. So it's still very much up in the air what we're going to do. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, good, good, man. Yeah, I wanted to call in about Syria because I was trying to keep on, you know, the format of the rules of the show. You know, you were going to read something about the news, and then I was going to, you know, people call in and talk about
yeah.
it. And you were
yeah.
mentioning, you know, Syria, the first warship that was going in there for the longest time that was posted off the coast.
Yes. The,
Eisenhower. Okay, yeah, cool, because, you know, things are heating up over there a little bit, you know, ever since Biden's in there. But you got to look at it like this. At least Biden hasn't taken the bait yet. He did like a little tiny missile strike.
That
if it was Trump
be,
in there.
That may be about to change. And after the station on D, when I get back to the news, there are some troubling developments we got to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Well, so far, it hasn't happened because I know if it was Trump, he would already be bombing away. He would have already been rocking and rolling. You know, oh, if they injure one of our contractors or anything like that, he's going to war and bombing. So you got to give Biden a little bit of credit. He hasn't taken the bait yet so far, but like you said, we'll see. And then, you know, if you got some other news that you're going to add to it, that's even better because that adds in
okay.
to my next point. That I just wanted to add because I couldn't help it. I sat on hold for 20 minutes listening to these two jokers talk back and forth. Like, they didn't even add anything. Like, I'm not trying to start problems, but it's like Tom calls in like a broken record again. The illegal immigrants in Chicago. And then he starts talking about farming pistachio nuts. It's a joke, Mike. Like I said, how about this? You tried all these different options. Try doing a show without taking any callers. Try that, because people listen to the show because they want to hear you, Mike. They don't want to hear
okay.
Joe call in and talk about how he missed Tom hearing his voice. We don't want to hear that. It doesn't make sense. I sat on hold, and I'm like, these jokes, and that was like 20 minutes of the show. It was just nonsense. And for Tom, if he wants to talk about illegal immigration, look up how many people Joe Biden has deported so far. It's more than Trump did in his first 100 days. And they even have the pro-immigrant groups out there that are mad at Biden because he's still putting the kids in cages and he's still deporting
yep.
all the people back. So you ain't going to try to tell me that Trump was a better. Like, see, these people, they get wrapped up in their own little, like, their echo chamber, and then they just repeat everything when they don't even look into do any current research about anything. Look up how many people Biden has deported so far versus Trump. Just like when Trump
okay,
was just
can
like
you
Obama.
Give us that
Obama
number?
Deported more people. Huh?
Can you give us that
look
number? How many people?
I'm on mobile right now. I can't pull up the exact
oh,
number.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
all right, I appreciate
check,
that.
Check,
all right, Dave, I got to let you go. We got
to
take station identification.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right, the phone lines are closed. We're going to go back to news right after station identification. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.